Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Get 'Em On Side, the round nine edition on the way. Sean Ormerod, it's just you and me today.
Yeah, it's a two-man band. Where is the great
Well, man? It's funny you mention that, Sean, because we wake up to headlines that Stuart McGill was kidnapped and Joel Kane isn't here. Oh. So, live on the run, here is Joel Kane. Good morning, Joel.
Stuart. How are you, gentlemen?
What's doing?
No, not much. Up here at the beautiful Hunter, I believe it's raining down there in sunny Sydney, so just relaxing. My wife, you know, I might play a bit of golf. Got the golf polo on, ready to go, so... how good is opposite life, hey?
Joel Costanza.
So, hang on, what are you doing? So, you've actually just got to... I love how he says, oh, it's raining down there in Sydney. Look how miserable it looks above you with all the black clouds. But honestly, just a couple of days R&R?
Yeah, just taking it easy early in the week, Dan. So, just sort of reward myself with my splendid tipping. And as I said, I was going to tinker with my model at the line, and I thought, nah. It's that bad, it's bloody good. So
how did opposite Joel go? How did he go?
Yeah, five from seven with one push.
Oh, yeah. That's a fantastic weekend.
Airborne.
Yeah, so that's we'll just keep doing that, boys, until it lets us down.
Okay. I assume, Sean, that Joel was in Warrnambool because every 12 seconds is a new sports bet story on Instagram from Warrnambool. They're obsessed with that Rick McIntosh commentator.
Yeah, he's got his own statue
now. It sounds like a fantastic time. Not from the recent post, but every year people go down to the ball and they just absolutely have a blinder.
We've spoken about a Get 'Em On Side end of season trip or even a mid-season trip perhaps. We've spoken about Vegas, but I think maybe Warrnambool's the way to go.
Why is Warrnambool, of all the country carnivals, Joel, what makes the... Have you been? What makes it so special?
I think there's a lot of things about it. The fact we call it the bull is something that makes it quite affectionate. Seriously, how good's the bloody bull? That's his saying, Rick McIntosh. And well done. So Sportsbet, as Shorty's referring to, at one of the local pubs there, they've knocked up a statue in Rick's honour. So well done there. Rick was there for the unveiling as well. But I don't know. I think that there's something that when I retire one day, and it doesn't really work for us, Dan and Sean, as far as the football season is concerned, but like I've got a heap of mates going out to Wagga this weekend for the Wagga Cup. I'll be just all over that. When I retire, and I've said this to Kobe, my wife, and we're out here at the Colburn in the Hunter Valley, and as soon as I retire, I'll be going to the Scone Cup, the Wagga Cup, the Goulburn Cup. I think it's just, they put on a great show. Mudgee, list goes on.
I think the thing about the bull is it attracts a lot of, let's say, like-minded individuals. So it's midweek, so you don't get the...
Well, it's a sausage. It's going to be a sausage
fest. It's
factory.
A sausage fest.
Right, okay, fine.
But they're all... Everyone loves a punt. Good. Everyone loves a drink.
Good.
You know, there's a few vices floating around.
You're describing, and I don't mean to piss on this one, but you're describing the anti-spring carnival, anti-Everest crowd, anti-Derby Day crowd, anti-Instagram crowd, all that.
Well, not pure.
A pure
they're
crowd.
All purists. It doesn't get the girls dolled up, you know, to the nines and that. It's all about the racing, the punning, and the drinking. And
did you say it was 3 days?
It's a 3 day carnival, Tuesday through Thursday. So the general state of play is you make the trip down from Melbourne Tuesday morning, day of the races, go to the Whalers, which is a local pub that night, then you back up on the Wednesday, go to the track Thursday, then maybe home Thursday night. But I managed to see 3 races on the Wednesday. Might have got a little bit too excited on the Tuesday night. Didn't have much sleep. Did make it to the track, but only saw 3 races before I had to return.
And 3 days of racing in a row.
Yeah.
That's designed to break you.
Mm.
Excellent. Yep. All right. Well, Jolie's not there, but let's...
No.
I mean at the bull.
Oh, yes.
But let's do Bambi, shall we? Because I think I know where we're all going. Joel, do you want to kick us off here? You mightn't even have one.
No, I have.
Okay.
I have, gentlemen. I have. And I know what path you're going to be going down. So you're going to go down the path of the cricketers, I think.
Well, a specific point of it, yes.
Yes. So what I'm going to go down the path of, gentlemen, we've bumped into a conference here, and this is targeting all those in meetings, whether it's Zoom meetings, when you get to the end and they ask for questions, I'm targeting those people who they don't really give a stuff about the question. They're asking the question just to hear themselves, and they're holding up a stack of people. We all know these people. If you're one of these people, please stop. Just please stop for the betterment of people. You're wasting their time. What do you think, gentlemen?
I think we've addressed this before, haven't we? And it is a serious issue. Mm. It is, and it always happens. If it's an hour meeting or plan to be an hour meeting, it's always in the last 12 minutes that you can guarantee that the people that don't that feel like they haven't contributed or haven't contributed anything feel like they just need to make their presence felt.
Mm. Yeah, see a lot of it in certain types of the corporate world, maybe.
Do you just? In your mysterious job, perhaps?
Well, maybe, when I'm actually doing some
Have you been guilty
work.
Of this?
No. Well, maybe. Depends who's in the room.
I'm going to go down this path now. The cricket is an easy one. But I'll just say this. These paragraphs came out before it really hit the fan. So the day that the cricketers were basically told you can't come home. The decision and threat of jail time has alarmed the 30-plus Australians at the IPL and many feel abandoned. You could understand that. Some are exploring avenues to isolate overseas at the end of the tournament with suggestions they'll attempt to hire a group of villas within the UAE. Next paragraph. Michael Slater, a commentator at the tournament, had been trying to get out of the week and eventually found his way to the Maldives. Now, you can't win a PR battle once that... I'm sorry, Michael. I've worked with Michael. I like Michael. And that's not a qualifier because I actually genuinely like him and I get his frustration. But when you're potting the PM from the Maldives, is that how you say it?
Mm.
The Maldives, the Maldives. You can't... the PR battle is gone. It's over. It's done. You've got to understand, particularly Slats, who's been... I don't know, he's away, so he probably doesn't understand... the feeling, the sentiment here, and he's right in the middle of COVID, the COVID, world at the moment. But, Shawnee, I just can't imagine a scenario in which Slats can come out looking good when you are having a crack. To say blood on your hands, too.
Oh, a bit much.
Ridiculous.
A bit much.
Whose blood? Yours? whose blood? Now, I feel genuinely sorry for Indian Australians, Australians who are over there who can't come home. But it is the same. I don't want to get down the political avenue. But this government, if they had the same policy for China and for South Korea last year. But, geez, they're bad at PR.
Mm.
Talking about PR and Slats and the Maldives.
Now,
they're bad at the PR, the government. They had the same we'll send you to jail policy a year ago. But here they decided, oh, let's actually announce that.
It just comes down. We said it last week with... Chris Lynn, I think it was, read the room. Like, that was all going to plan for Slats until he had to drop that he's sipping a pina colada in the Maldives somewhere. You know, just read the room. We understand you had to go over there for work, whatever. It was all going swimmingly. Just pick your battles.
All right, so there we go. There's a Bambi, and I think a predictable one for us. What's doing Joel? Can you just sit there?
Just surveying the area. Sorry, mate.
Now, here's my Bambi.
Joel?
This bloke on screen. If you're only listening to the audio of this, do yourself a favour. Get KO, get on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like I'm on a FaceTime call with my grandma with some of these angles. All we're seeing is half an eye of, of Joel.
Oh no.
Oh, stop. Dear. He's in the Hunter Valley, so he's probably had a few Shirazes last night. Might be.
No, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd hope he wasn't under the influence.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Okay, you got a Bambi before we move on, Shauno?
That was it.
Okay, very good. Sean's lack of Bambis is another Bambi. Add that to the list. What was our biggest story of the week in rugby league? I would have thought the Roosters and Brent Morris might have been top of the list.
For me, it was actually yesterday or Monday, perhaps, when it dropped, was the goings-on at Canberra behind closed doors. We've just found out that Hodgson down from the co-captaincy. George Williams wants to go home. So now we're putting all the pieces of the puzzle together why they've been going no good the last few weeks. The Tarpany.
Yes.
The misses. His misses on. Well, there's a Bambi. Stay off. Just stay out of that. Wags and dads and mums and everyone.
Hang on, let me say this. So I saw last night, you know, the highly opinionated NRL 360 show, as opinionated as any show, and I could tell even they were careful to bag the wife. No one wants to bag the wife because you don't want to shoot. No, I'm sorry. You don't do that to your husband. You don't do that to your partner. I don't know if it's a man-woman thing, but you don't do that. You don't affect your partner's work like that the way you did. That nothing good can come of that. I get it. You're standing up for your partner, but nothing good can come of it. You've got to. You've just got to have a business sense and think.
Fair to say he won't be there next year.
I think there's a chance there might be departures before the end of the year. There's something now that smells, and we've seen in the past the Ricky Stewart sort of wear-off factor, which didn't appear to be the case here at Canberra. It's a more mellow Ricky, but to have all this...
Mellow Ricky?
No. You got to say he's more mellow now than he used to be. The fact that he's been there for 2014, so this is his eighth year, and it hasn't gone sour. The Roosters went sour pretty quickly. Cronulla, Parramatta, although that was his choice. Joel, have we reached that point where your colleague Fletch would have worked under Sticky, I'm guessing, at some point as a player? Have we reached that point where... Yeah, it's going really bad really quickly.
I don't know. And look, the Raider haters, well, they've called me a Raider hater. I backed them to miss the eight, and people are saying, oh, you hate the Raiders, blah, 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 blah. Well, you can't have them all in the eight. I don't think he's lost the dressing room because last week they ripped in. They absolutely ripped in, and I saw that. However, I think this week we see a few clues, gentlemen. If they can't beat the Knights, no Mitchell Pearce, etc., then you've got to have some serious concerns. At this stage, I'll side with Ricky's team. I think they're still there in the fight. But, boys, I love maths now. And when people like Johnny Morris's mum gets involved and Mrs. Tarpany, I say we need more of it. You know, I think it's just beautiful stuff.
Yeah, because you've got 3 hours of radio to fill. It doesn't do the player any good.
It does them zero good. It does them zero good, and I love it. And on the Slats topic as well, I think we need a new segment called Read the Room. Because seriously, in the Tarpany situation and in the Slats situation, there is zero upside in what you're doing. Absolutely zero upside. Read the Room. I love it. Boys, I've got to go. Anything else we'd like to chat about?
Is your tea time calling, is it?
Yeah, well, I'm away out here on leave, so I've got to...
All right, okay.
Just get your thumb off the camera lens first before you go, can you? There we go.
Okay, all right. You know, when you do that thing with your eyes, I don't buy it. You're off to have breakfast. All right, goodbye. Goodbye, Joel.
See you, mate.
Goodbye.
Enjoy.
Adios. Go the opposites. They're coming up again.
All right, and we'll have Joel's tips. Oh, can you give us... no, we'll get it in a minute. His best bet.
David Fifita is my best bet. Yeah. David Fifita. He got criticised heavily last week, gentlemen. He'll be fired up. And I've already spoken about that right edge of the Tigers concerning balls at the line. He's a tap-in. I think Cody Nikorima's a big price at 450 or thereabouts to score as well. Anyway, game responsible.
All right, thank you, Joel. Well done. Enjoy your holiday. We'll see you mate. Next week. Do we think Joseph Suaalii is going to play this week? You sports bet people, well, you gambling establishments, you always know these things before the rest of us. Are you your price wouldn't be affected by Suaalii, but do you think he's going to play?
I don't think so. Like, we've seen how ultra cautious they are being with him. I think Robbo will find a tap-in game to roll him out with, and I don't think this is anywhere near a tap-in, which is why it didn't surprise me he didn't play last week up in Newcastle either. I think he'll find a much more suitable game where they're expected to win, and he can sort of have a little dress rehearsal. That's how I see it playing.
You know what's frightening? The Roosters now have six of their best 17 out. Right? You could argue six of their best 13. But six of their best 17, that's a third of their best team, and yet they're going to walk into the eight, aren't they? Well, they're 6 and 2. So but you look, you know, with Tedesco at one, he's back this week. Josh Morris and Joey Manu still in the centres. Sam Walker flying. Liu, Takayaho, Crichton, Radley, Warrior Hargreaves, all in the team.
Mm.
The no issue, established hooker, Ben Marshke, is not there. He's there, but Sam Verrills is out, yeah. So he joins
with
the list.
With a displaced retina or something?
Yeah.
That sounds brutal. The issue for me is still in at the number six position. That's not their long-term solution, no. The short-term solution for me. I don't think they can win a comp with Hutchie at six.
Well, Lachlan Lamb is back in 20. I'll be fascinated how he and Walker meld together.
Yeah,
and that might take a little while.
And I'm not sure if that's the right call. Obviously, Sam Walker. And I got clipped on Twitter actually about not being. I was on Newcastle last week, and that turned out appallingly. They were terrible. And Walker put on another show. I think. When they do face a really top quality team like the Storm, he will get every ball will be ran at him. And I think the Knights, I'm not sure they ran at him once. They just didn't target him at all. And that's my issue with him. With ball in hand, he's obviously a gun. Five try assists or something on the weekend. But it's more on the other side of the ball, which is where my concern is. And I think pairing him with Lachlan Lamb, another small body, I think that's where Hutchie sort of plays into it as well.
We talked about Canberra and. I don't think it's unravelling for Canberra. I just think they're getting old, right? But and maybe their runners, run for now has just come to an end. I don't think they've actually gone off Ricky, despite the signs. But there's something at Newcastle that is serious. Look, perhaps they're just mentally weak, and that's the problem. Anytime basically someone bullies them, they scurry away.
Well, I thought they started pretty good. The first 5-10 minutes, I thought, all right, they're at home. Looks like they've turned up. And then it was a couple of errors, a couple of really, really poor errors that you can't do against these top quality teams and just go bang, bang, score 12-0, and then they're almost out of it. What was far more concerning was the back end of the game. Yes, the game was over, but they conceded against 11 men.
11 men, disgraceful.
And if you take, and I'm not Mitchell Pearce's biggest fan, but he's a huge out in that team because without him, when you've got Blake Green and Kurt Mann, they've got no creativity whatsoever. And you need about 4 Kalen Pongers out there to put anywhere near a score on the board to win a game. And even last week, there was times when Ponga would be lining up on the left and they'd go right. Like, come on, play to your one strength that's going to win you a game.
And this week, they've got Mann, who's a runner at 5'8", and he's been pretty good. When the going's good, he's really good. And Phoenix Crossland at 7. Like, they've got real issues in that area. But you reminded me of something. So we talked about Newcastle Saturday night. I only saw the last 60 minutes of that game, but that was a miracle because I've tweeted this, so this is public knowledge. I did the Canterbury-Parramatta game. And I wasn't required afterwards to record anything. So basically, full time, headphones down, 5 minutes later, I'm out of the venue. And that was at 7:34. I entered the car, P1, level 5. I was at home at Randwick, or Coogee, in 22 minutes. Now, I put it to you, it is one of the greatest driving performances of all time.
The Van Wyck, you compared it to?
To get home in... Mate, people would have still been in there. I just got lucky that I got down the chute and I didn't get stuck. Because if you get stuck, if you, it's like missing waves. It's like being at the beach and you miss a wave and you got to wait another few minutes for the next wave and then another few minutes for the next wave. I got the first wave.
Now, I want to give you another shout out for some amazing efforts in your calls on the weekend. You were able to get a reference to the Ginsu knife.
Yeah, that was ad-libbed.
I think it was.
It even called a Ginsu knife?
I think it is. I was trying to find the clip when...
Ginsu? I want to say like a knife and then a Ginsu knife. Thank you.
Well, it cuts through through the old boot.
Yeah.
And also the Hitachi hot player week reference.
Yes, I forgot that.
Well done. It's not easy to get those two
things. You almost got to mention. It's only in those games where it's clearly going to be a blowout where you can just loosen the belt a little.
Yeah.
If it was close, if it was 12-all, I wouldn't have done that because, you've got to pay the game. Well, you've got to pay the game respect at all times. But when it's clearly going to blow away, it was 22-4 at that point.
Well done. I enjoyed that. It might have been both. Was it in the same game? Where was the...
Yeah.
Was
Canterbury Paramount. Because the... I can't remember. The games all meld into each other. Shall we do some games? I'm very confident about two or three games this week. What about you?
I looked at this Saturday. There is some unbelievable games, not in terms of quality, but in the...
We can make some...
Hey?
We can make some coin?
No, like very, very tricky because we got clubs that really need wins. Raiders taking on the Knights, Western Titans, and then Cowboys and Broncos. That is a really tough Saturday. Although I think I know
all right. Three winners. Okay. We're going to do that right after this.
Fabian Frothers. Final routine in the Rhythmic Spillnastics. Hope you're thirsty, Australia. Change from four drinks. Don't say that often. Taking credit for his round now. Lovely pint pirouette, especially on this sticky floor. Into his trademark schooner shuffle. Extra hops. Now serve it up, son. Yes! All thriller, no spiller. Another make it look easy moment from Sportsbet.
Ah, Fabian. Now, if these ads are obviously...
Is in the one you don't like?
No, I don't like him. I don't care for him. bit too flamboyant for me. So this is all in the build-up to Tokyo. Are you allowed to have a market? Will Tokyo happen? You're probably not allowed to have a market. If you were to frame a market, will the Tokyo games happen? I think they absolutely will.
Do you?
But yeah, but because too
how
much money.
How short? How short surprise?
$1.20. Really? $1.15. Because there's too... Now, it doesn't mean every country is going to compete. Mm. Doesn't mean there's going to be a single person at these events, but it's a 2-week television show that goes around the world.
Yeah.
They have to put it on. They have to put on a show.
Can you imagine what the athletes' village is going to be like? It's already a cesspit at the best of times.
Mind has to go there, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
Do you think the threat of COVID is going to stop them? No.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. In fact, it might go the other way because they've all been trapped in their own countries.
Well, instead of, you know, Australians mingling with, you know, Senegal people and... I don't know why I picked those countries, but it's just going to be Australians with Australians.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Anyway, I don't know. It's no tap-in to go. Although, when's it supposed to be?
July. I think late 21st of July opening ceremony. I'm telling you, Sean, and it will be like we've had Olympics where the Russians weren't there, where the Americans weren't there. I'm telling you, they will push on with this.
Mm.
I'll be fascinated if people watch, like in the droves that they have watched in years gone by.
Is it fascinated if they will watch?
Yes, I think the Olympics has lost in this country a lot of its luster. Mm. Like, how can I put it? It'll look. It's Tokyo. It's prime time here, so it's the perfect time.
COVID might save it. Like, aside from Australia, a lot of places have been starved of any sort of competitive competition. So it might be a saviour.
I'll be fascinated. I meant more Australia. I'll be fascinated, right? So we're going to get to some pretty important football games in both big codes at that time. On a Thursday night or a Friday night, what the ratings will be in the second week of the Olympics. Because everyone's watching the first week because everyone's excited.
Mm.
I'm telling you, Sean, I think the... which is great because we've got the Olympics in 2032 with South East Queensland.
Has that been announced yet?
No, but I think we're running on the assumption that it will happen.
Mm.
You know, it was never my dream to call the Olympics.
Never.
Isn't that one of those things every kid dream who wants to be a caller... I would love to do it, but I'd never had that burning desire.
What was the piece de resistance for you that you wanted to call?
Remember when Simon Fairweather in the archery in Sydney? That was one I thought, bloody hell, I'd love to get my head around this. Like, you know what I wanted?
Archery.
A bastard-ass sport. That's the sport I wanted to do.
Of all the sports.
No, it was that particular event where I thought...
The 100-meter fight. No, you'll have the archery.
No? There's better people than me at those. I would love to do a niche sport... Like the shooting. Like, I was thinking you could really make the shooting exciting because you're all in. See, you know, the problem with a lot of these is they want to pretend they're there. And,
the whisper.
The pigeons are there. Right. But, you know, you imagine, like, Darryl Eastlake and the weightlifting. That was what I was thinking. I mean, you could Darryl Eastlake any sport at the Olympics.
You could make it your own, couldn't
you? It your own. Anyway, we don't have to worry about that for about a couple of months. Right, we get to round number 9 of the NRL. South Sydney versus Melbourne is our first game. And we've got a couple of great games this week that have kind of been ruined a bit by injuries. And this one... I wouldn't say it's been ruined, Sean, but it hasn't been helped. The South Sydney back line has been decimated. You've got Stephen Masters and Tane Milne on the wings now. Braden Burns, he hasn't played in a long time, comes back into the team. So no Campbell Graham, no Adam. Well, Adam Reynolds is out. Yep. Cam Murray is out. Jackson Paulo is out. Latrell Mitchell is already out, of course. So 325 at the head-to-head South. The tricky line, Sean. Minus eight. Stadium Australia has been raining in Sydney the last couple of days. This has, and despite what the T-shirt says, that my jumper says, life's too short to bet the under. This, to me, has a real unders feel about it because South Sydney a little bit impotent in attack and two pretty, well, Melbourne a very decent defensive team.
So before last weekend, this was a toss of the coin. I think Storm might have been slight favourites, maybe because Pat was expected to come back, which he isn't. So he's still out, still a massive out. I just can't get past those three, maybe four outs if you want to include Campbell Graham. Certainly impotent in attack. That back line just looks nowhere near what it has been. And they've been putting on a lot of points throughout the year. My only concern is the weather.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to be on Storm 13 plus here.
Wow.
As opposed to the line, it's a bit of an each-way bet. If it does rain, then it probably brings South back into the game. Although we've seen with the 6-to-go rules implemented, these even wet games can sail over the mark. And I think it's only 38 or something at the moment. But I'll be on the Storm. You can't take out those players from that Bunnies team and challenge the Storm.
I have ignored the over-unders this year. I've just said, you know what? I've lost all confidence, particularly unders games, where I think this is an unders game. I've lost all confidence. Now, the Storm have a phenomenal record against South, 29-5.
That's insane, isn't it?
And they met in round one, and the Storm blew them out of the water for the first 20 minutes, and then South came roaring back off the back of Benji coming off the bench. That seems so long ago, that game, doesn't it? But I'm going to take the Storm here minus eight. Joel in opposite world has gone to Rabbits plus eight. My thing, Sean, with South is they can score a lot of points, we know that, but they will almost guaranteed have a dead patch at some point of a game, whether it's at the start, whether it's at the middle, and they will leak points. And I think Melbourne are too good to let that let that go.
Yep, agree.
All right, we go to the biggest disparity, Penrith and Cronulla. $1.10, $7. This is at Penrith Stadium on Friday, 6 p.m. Again, take weather into consideration. The line as of Wednesday morning is 18.5. 18.5. Cronulla are a mess. They lost last week to Melbourne 40-14 and never in the game, and four losses in a row for them.
Well,
Penrith shooting for 26 out of 27.
They were in the game for that first half.
Oh, yes, they were. Sorry, yes, they were. As soon as Melbourne put the foot down early in the second half,
all over.
It was all over.
Yeah, and I think this could be an almost carbon copy of how that plays out. I cannot get a read on how the Sharks are going. You look at that side on paper, looks pretty good, but then they get beat by the Bulldogs. And then concede, what was it, in the second half? 30 points to six or something in that second half against the Storm. After they were well in it as well, and I thought they looked really good, how they shifted the ball, but Storm, scramble, D's just amazing. I think something like the halftime, full-time flipper, something like that, could be the way to go. Sharks, Penrith could be in the game for a half, but I think they're going to get blown out of the water. Penrith at home are just an absolute beast.
See, I've got this feeling Penrith have been treading water for a month, right? And I think they're going to hit the go button here. I think this is a game where they could explode. Look at the last month. Ever since they beat Canberra 30-10, that was a thumping win. Brisbane 20-12. Remember, Brisbane should have almost won that game. 24-6 over Newcastle, second gear. And then last week against Manly, that was close right till the end. That was they let Manly come back. It was, 16-2, and then they let Manly. I got a feeling we're going to see a very good Penrith team. And Cronulla, at the moment, seem to have a mental capacity where they can be in games, but as soon as it goes wrong, boy, they just dropped their bundle.
Yeah, these teams like Penrith and Storm, you only need to give them 15 minutes and it's 24 points.
Yeah.
Like, it's just unbelievable how quickly they can score points. And I think that's how it's going to play out.
So Penrith minus the 18 for me, I like, and we'll get to the best bets later, but there's some try scorers to be had in this particular game.
Very suitable game.
Joel, opposite tipping Panthers.
Mm.
Okay. Friday night football, Parramatta Roosters. I still think this is a good game, Shauno, even though the Roosters, again, have been ripped apart here. No Morris, no Verrills, no Collins. Even Tupanua is out, who's been wonderful for them. Surely this is the time Parramatta put the foot down and put the foot on their throats. $1.57, Parramatta, $2.40, Bankwest Stadium. Roosters have won all five games they've played at Bankwest. A lot of those not against Parramatta. -4.5 is the line. That is a lot of respect, Sean Ormerod, for a Roosters side, which still looks pretty strong. But surely, if Parramatta are fair dinkum, well, look at the eyes raised. If Parramatta are fair dinkum, this is a game they should gobble up.
Well, I don't know about that. How many times in the last 2 years have we got odds against about the Roosters, you think? You could count them on
three or four.
You could count them on hand.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And even with all these outs, they get Teddy back this week. Like, this is the luxury that they've got. And I just want to go through who. Now, if you look at Penrith, Parramatta on the ladder, looks like they're flying, but they beat they lapped the Bulldogs last week. Before that, it was the Broncos. Week before that, it was the Raiders. Granted, it was in Canberra, but we know there was something going on, or there has been something going on at Canberra. Then they were beat by the Dragons at Bankwest. You got to go all the way back to round two. The last time they played an actual contender, it was a Storm. Granted, they won, but they were bang up for that game. They would have been outsiders in that one. I just love when I see black odds about the Roosters, and you're getting a pretty key number there, 4.5. Rain in Sydney. Trent Robbo will have a plan here in some capacity. I've got a feeling that the Parramatta might just be very, very much a flat track side.
Now, see, that's been the case. I get a sense this year they've got a little bit more steel, and I can't get out of my head the Melbourne performance over the Roosters. Roosters were similarly sort of impotent in their lineup, and yes, it's a good lineup. This would beat 9 or 10 teams in the comp, this lineup. But Parramatta is one of the elite. And the Roosters against South were blown apart. And then once South took their foot off, then the Roosters sort of made the score much prettier. And Melbourne, not the high point of rugby league. That game, it was hyped and probably didn't match that. But Melbourne won 20-4. The lack of a running number 9 worries me a lot. Marshkey is just finding his feet in first grade. I'm going to take Parramatta here, Sean. I know the Roosters' last 4 games, average win of margin of 25 against Parramatta. When they win, it really sticks. So I'm going to take Parramatta here. I'm going to take Parramatta.
Who's opposite Joel?
Joel is taking the Roosters.
So he likes.
How'd you go last week, by the way?
Forfa and a push.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, I think we all had a.
And we were genuine. They were our legit bets. Canberra, Newcastle. I think we're going to go down the same path here. Raiders. Now, this is in Wagga. So have they married this up with the Wagga Cup?
Oh, they must have, yeah.
Think they do that with Mudgee too. They marry up whatever the big race in Mudgee's on the Sunday with a league game on the other way around.
When's Wagga? Is Wagga Cup on Sunday, is it?
Must be.
Let's have a look.
So this game is Saturday, 3 p.m. The second time the Raiders have played there, they gave it to Penrith a couple of years ago, 30-12 at McDonald's Park. And the line, Sean, that line is wrong, isn't it? 5.5 is there for the taking. Canberra, yes, they're in a bit of a mess. They've lost their last 4. They're leaking points. Papali is back. George Williams is back. I don't know how. He did his hamstring in the warm-up last week. I don't know how he can be available, but Sam Williams is there, and I think he could do a job if he had to. Newcastle, Blake Green gone. So it is Kurt Mann, Phoenix Crossland at the 6 and 7. To me, this has 13 plus written all over it.
Read my mind, Daniel. I was a bit concerned initially early in the week when this stuff came out about, you know, potential unhappy dressing room. But I do think you're right. They haven't really laid down Canberra. They've still been putting in. I think this is a very, very suitable game. Had a look at the weather. It's a dry track in Wagga, it looks like, for Saturday afternoon. This is a very suitable game to tick one off against a Knights team. I don't know where they get their points from. That is, it's just so, and we've used the word impotent a few too many times so far, but that's exactly what it is. Without Pierce in that side, I can't see where they get points from.
So what about this? There's a stat on our screen for those watching KO. So Canberra have blown three halftime leads this year. So they're a first half to, but Newcastle have their record when they trail at halftime in the last 2 years, 0-23 with a draw. So you're taking some faith if you go the Canberra Newcastle halftime full time double. So Canberra for you, Canberra for me.
Yep.
Joel must agree because he's gone the Knights. Right, we go to Saturday 5:30, Campbelltown. We still play football there, do we?
Ooh.
Well, West Tigers treat this. They treat Campbelltown like a 1 hour motel. Roosters round 2, Gold Coast round 9, Canterbury round 25.
A 1 hour motel.
That's it. What do you bother playing? Why do you bother playing there, West Tigers? If you're going to disrespect Canterbury, and they do it every year, I would suggest, Sean, that they got half their games in Campbelltown. Let's, for the purpose of this, call it not Sydney. Let's call it Campbelltown. That area should get 6 games a year. The other 6 in Sydney, so at Bankwest. You only need 1 or 2 at Leichhardt. You don't need 3 or 4 at Leichhardt.
Mm.
Okay, it's a nostalgia game. You play it once a year, maybe twice. Sunday afternoon, everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do it early in the year when the weather's nice, sun's shining. That's all you need. And therefore, there'll be no crowd at this game. There'll be no crowd at this game. Why would they turn up to see a team that's 2-6 and they don't feel as part of the area?
Mm.
Anyway, that's my...
Saturday 5:30.
Saturday 5:30, dodgy weather. Titans, what has happened to them? First 5 weeks, they conceded 14 tries. Last 3, they've conceded 18. They are the favourites for this game, though. The line, as we go to air, 4.5. If you want the Titans, you've got to give up 4.5. They do, Sean, get big Tino back.
They do, but... bad favourites that we've seen this year. Every time they're expected to turn up, they don't. I don't actually have the stats offhand, but I will go back and have a look at them, how they are against the line when they are favourites. I think it's pretty bad this year.
Well, they were bad last week.
Well, for the first 15, they looked all right. And now Corey Thompson's out, who's probably been their best outside back this year. So they might lose a bit of strike there. I'm tipping West purely for the reason that Titans are just a bad favourite side. I couldn't go near a minus there. And I actually think this is probably close to a pick 'em game, to be honest. I think West might have found a little bit of mojo last week after that little bonding session and win. Get a bit of confidence.
Ihsan Masters has been signed. I got a feeling he's going to play in the number 4 jersey for the Titans. So 3 games at the Cowboys this year and hasn't played for a while. So Bo Firma is named at the in the centres for Gold Coast. I can see Masters being, if they've rushed him in like this, I think they've got a plan. So I'd imagine he's going to be at the number 4 role. I just can't see a Tiger side holding out Tino and Fifita close to the line. And they're going to have enough chances.
That's the issue.
So I'm going to take Titans, but like you, with little faith. Fifita double. To me, $6.50 might be value. When he scores, in clumps. When he doesn't, when he's nowhere to be seen, he's really nowhere to be seen.
Mm. Well, hey, Arnold referred to it before when he called in. He's been slammed for his performance last week.
I think really?
Maybe not slammed, a little bit strong, but he didn't really turn up, did he?
No, but look, he's got to go and find the ball when the ball's not coming to him. We understand that, but at the same time, it's not his fault, though. We're 22-0 up and coughed it up. We go to the... Remember this game used to be a Friday night special. This was the game you would change your plans for. North Queensland versus Brisbane. Well, it's still Saturday night prime time, so it's still got some luster. $1.54 Cowboys. $2.50 Brisbane. First ever game at this stadium was last year. Brisbane won 28-21.
That's right.
First meeting this year. The line is 5.5. The Cowboys have lost Ben Hampton. That's been a handy combination, Drinkwater and Hampton. So Jake Clifford, Newcastle bound, comes into the North Queensland lineup. Jarvid Bowen is back. Justin O'Neill is out. Broncos, pretty familiar looking side. Tyson Gamble, he's back with Anthony Milford. Whatever you think of the Broncos, you got to say, well, that's that combination at least worked for a week.
Mm.
I like Brisbane.
This is impossible, this game, isn't it? How could you confidently wager money on this game?
Because I don't rate the Cowboys.
No, nor do I, but Broncos away from Suncorp, they've been terrible. They seem to find a way to turn up at home, even though they've been lapped there a couple of times. I think the angle here is you just want to back a lot of points.
Yes.
And forget about the normal. Don't just worry about the $1.90 over 44.5.
No, this is
go for 60 plus or something like that. I think that's the angle.
This is a same game multi special. This one, isn't it? You throw in your Kyle Feltz, your Herbie Farnworth, your Xavier Coates, probably Benny Condon. Mm-hmm. He scores nearly every week anyway.
For fun. Yep.
I'll have to bet that now that I've said that.
Shook's backed him 4 weeks in a row. I think he's won each week. I'm gonna lean just the way of the home side. It was 5.5.
5.5.
Yeah.
What do you think that line's going to do?
I honestly have no idea.
Because that gets to 6.5, it changes everything. I'm going to take Brisbane anyway, but that changes everything.
Yeah, I like having the six on my side for the Cowboys. I think it might. Has been a little trickle of money for them earlier. I think it might creep up before it goes the other way.
Okay.
I think. But.
Okay. All right. And Joel, opposite Joel. By the way, Joel went for the Titans against Tigers. And he's gone for the Cowboys. Opposite Joel has gone for the Cowboys.
Opposite Joel.
The Broncos. Right, we get to Sunday football. Warriors seem to play a lot of Sunday 2 p.m. games. Or is that just me? They're playing Manly at Brookie. These sides met only a month ago. Manly, that was the start of their run. Terrible game, and they found a way to win. That was pre-turbo. Now they're warm favourites, $1.47. $2.70. Turbo's 100th game. And the line is 6.5. 6.5. So it's trickled up. It was 6 last night. It's gone up to 6.5. Manly at home. They're on a losing streak at Brookvale. The last home game was mudgy, so we don't count that. They've got a shocking record in wet weather as well, which this may well be. What you think about the Cowboys-Broncos, Sean, is what I think about this game. I think this is impossible to pick because there's a lot to like and a lot to dislike about the way these sides are going.
Mm. No, I was going to butter up again and just say this game is borderline impossible to pick. Two really depleted packs with all the injuries. Marty Tapau's out, Josh Alloway's out, and Fanua Blake still out for the Warriors. Ben Murdoch-Masila, he's out as well. So
big loss.
If it's dry here, I think with such depleted packs, then we might see some footy being played here, and I think it probably lends itself to Manly more so than the Warriors, who have seemed to have changed their style of the old school Warriors under Nathan Brown, a little bit more conservative. If it's dry, I think this really sets up for a Manly team who, with Turbo back, have really found their feet. I don't love.
I think I'm going to have to take the 6.5 on principle because I really am struggling to separate these teams. You're right about the completion rates. Although last week it was down to 70% for the Warriors, but the week before, 82-98. So perhaps they are a little bit. Ili Katoa's back. That's a good in for the Warriors. Is it enough to change the tip? Probably not, but it is handy. I'm going to go with the Warriors with the insurance of 6.5.
Didn't score a point in the second half last week against.
That was an odd game.
Yeah. Over 44.5 I was on as well. So was Cam, the producer here.
And what did it finish? 28. What a finish?
24-20.
Oh, you got there? No, 44 and a half. No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, man.
And how long was it stuck at 24-24?
I think we had 15 minutes up our sleeve to score a point. Anyway, that's as your jumper says. I'm just going to stick with it. It's too short to back the under, so...
Right, opposite Joel is tipping Manly. What are you saying? You're saying Manly?
Yeah, Manly.
And I'm saying Warriors. Joel's going for the Cowboys in the previous game. I think I said that. Right, the final game of the round. Cogra. Another tricky one. Dragons, Bulldogs. As I said, Cogra. Dragons don't have a great record there. They lost their last outing there, I'm pretty sure. Yes, they did, to the Warriors, 20-14. $1.28, $3.75. Last year, Canterbury gave the Dragons a lot of trouble. In fact, one of Canterbury's three wins was against the Dragons, and the other one finished 22-18. I've got a feeling Canterbury might have led that 22-10, and Dufty might have gone berserk at the end. Mm. Anyway, 10.5. It's a fat line, which is what you'd expect for the Bulldogs. Here's my query on the Dogs, Sean Ormerod. Every loss they've had has been over 10.5, and that's what worries me. Dragons are clearly on a downer. They've lost their last three. They can only score one try against West Tigers. If you can only score one try against West Tigers, you've got some attacking issues. 10 points the week before, 14 points the week before that. I'm flummoxed here. No Zach Lomax. That's a huge loss. So at the moment, Tyrell Thuimeono, a makeshift centre, he can do that job, but... it does take away some spark. I tend to like Canterbury with the line here. I don't trust them to win the game, but I tend to think 10.5 might be a nice little gift.
Takes away some goal kicking.
That's true.
Prowess as well. I think Lomax goes at a pretty high clip. So I think Corey Norman might kick there, which I don't really love. So there might be a little angle there if you do like the Bulldogs. And I can't see... similar to last week, where I think the Dragons went off the same price here against West Tigers. They don't deserve to be this price against anyone the way they're going. If they lost three in a row, well, might be four in a row now, three in a row. I think they have to
three
win.
Three in a row for the Dragons.
I think they have to win ugly before they really lap someone, even though this is probably the most suitable
I've
game.
I've got that feeling, Sean, this is going to be the game where... they actually hit their stride. It's like, it's a funny game to have a statement game, and it's like, we've lost three in a row. We have to get a win. We have to bury a team, and this might be the one.
Bulldogs do have a habit of playing teams back into form, but it's too big for a team that's going no good. So I'll be on the doggies.
And I thought Canterbury, okay, it's like a horse that finishes eighth, but they were last at the turn. They stuck on. Mm. I thought there was something to like about the way they didn't completely fall apart against... I mean, they were down 22-0 5 minutes into the second against Parramatta. That had 50-0 written all over it.
Yep.
And they stuck on. So they are still playing with a degree of honesty. We got our best bets right after this.
Another Thursday. Same focus, same commitment. What you see on TV comes from elite average work down the driveway. Morning, Edna. So when I want to place a fast and easy same game multi, I use Sportsbet. More markets, more offers, and bigger odds. I'm Gary Flynn, wheelie bin champion, and I make it look easy with Sportsbet.
Weren't you saying, Sean Ormerod, that the same game multi is now basically the most popular bet you have at Sportsbet?
Mm. Punters love
this. Only existed. This only came into existence what, 2-3 years ago?
Probably, yeah, four. I reckon 4 years ago now, maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
And I think the AFL used to be more popular in terms of percentage of money wagered on the same game. NRL has usurped it by far.
Now, is it always try scorers? Yeah. It's just basically grouping up try scorers.
Yeah. And rugby league's made for a same game multi. And some of the games that we've seen this year, and you said it in the Cowboys Broncos game, that is just designed for any time try scorer, same game multi.
Now, people have been sending in the Wall of Home for Wall of Shame. None have stood out to me, I've got to say, that have said Wall of Shame. One person had an 11-bet multi that died on the Dragons last week. And he said it's not Wall of Shame because that's a bad pick. Okay, we're all on the Dragons. But that's not unlucky.
I've seen a couple who might have had Nicho Hynes anytime try scorer.
Yes.
From that quick tap, which was brought back.
Oh, see, that this I didn't see because I was getting ready for the next
that's
game.
That's bad, but
so, okay. So that's the type of thing. Unlucky. We're getting a lot of them now with players scoring tries and then a minute later, we've got to go back and look at that. By the way, Joel, opposite Joel, went for the Dragon, so I think we've covered all his at-the-line tips. Right, let's go best bets, and no surprise with Joel Kane. This is not an opposite bet. This is very much a Joel Kane bet. Joel believes David Fifita, anytime try scorer at $2. So that is the Joel best bet. And his theory is, and he won't mind me saying, he's going to run it at him, Dewey. Mm-hmm. He's on the Dewey side, and Dewey is susceptible. I would go further, Sean. I would say Fifita, a double at $6.50 might present some good value.
Yep, and he's been seeing him very, very well this year, Shuggy's anytime tries. Watches a lot of tape these days, does a lot of research.
I know.
With the, yeah, with defensive lines.
Do you think he's got coaching ambitions?
Don't know about ambitions, but I think he enjoys it.
Yeah.
He does some good work with the touch with the touch team that these kids play for.
Like you could see him being an assistant coach, like an assistant coach, where he's just looking at opposition tape and
little consultant maybe.
Yeah. The dream for everyone. Sean,
yes.
Let's go to your best bet, please.
Well, my best bets haven't been going too well, and I'm sort of falling away. From the leaderboard that Jarv keeps a tally off. I think we're all in the black.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Aren't we? Easily.
But I'm coming last. We're okay. Still in front, but we're coming last. So I've got a bit of catching up to do, but I love...
But that's the perfect scenario, that we're all in the black. I don't care
exactly.
Who's first or last.
Yeah. I touched on when you see the Roosters, even with all their injuries, when their odds against you just have to back them. I'm going to double it up with West Tigers as well, just to fatten it up. I'll be back in both singles, but get into multi as well. Titans, terrible favourites.
You've got the West Tigers as the last leg of a best bet.
It's only a two-legger.
But you're missing the point. You're depending on the West Tigers to get you over the line.
That's how I live my life.
All right.
I'm going grey.
And this path is well-worn for me, but it seems to be working, so I'm going again. And what a shame I didn't make my South bet last week, my best bet. I think I said Gagai and Johnson. It was $5. A lot of people took it, apparently, so well done. To'o Burton, Crichton to all score in the same game against the Sharks, $7.
Oh, how easy is that?
$7. There's something not right about that, is there? In there, Burton was a bit off last week. Well, he didn't see much of it, but if they get going against the Sharks, $7 looks pretty fat. All right, we're just about done.
Beautiful.
It's been a pleasure, Sean. We got through. We did an hour.
Is that an hour?
Nearly an hour, 50 minutes, something like that.
Jesus.
There we go. Now, I'm off next week. I'll be doing the same thing as Joel.
Well, just get your camera in order, can you?
Yeah, I'll sort that out. Yep. I'll even have a professional microphone.
Where are you off to?
Cairns. It's Magic Grand, so I'm taking a few days
of course
on
it is.
And then flying back down to Brisbane for the big weekend. So
smart.
Whatever you do, you can say it as we say goodbye.
Gamble responsibly, everyone.